Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
WEEI Afternoons, we're live here at Gillette Stadium. It's Christian Arkin, Andy Hart. That was Adam Schefter, friend of the program. You can hear him on these airwaves on this show Wednesdays at 3:45. He was on with Pat McAfee today and had that to say. Now, it was speculative. I mean, it was speculative in nature, the answer that he gave there to Boston Connor with the mullet, the guy. He's always asking the Boston questions.
The really long Boston questions.
He does have some long questions. That is true. And he really, I'm not sure how much to read into that. How much do you read into Schefter's comments there? Do you think any of that's informed speculation?
No.
No?
That felt like informed by history, I guess. That's how it felt to me. Like, he's probably believed in the past in a similar situation. Oh, there, that owner, I know him. He likes that guy.
Right.
He's not doing anything. And then saw an absolute dumpster fire happen, and something was changed. The plan was altered. I don't think it was informed by anything more than history, like in terms of a call to Robert or Jonathan or somebody here. Just if he doesn't turn this around, he's in trouble. This was no Rich Keefe, he's on the hot seat kind of scoop or anything. But I do think it's always a possibility, right? Like, if it's a train wreck.
There's 5 weeks left. How bad can it get that Mayo has to really worry this
up? What if all the games look exactly like yesterday?
I don't know. Is that enough?
And by the way, everything looks like yesterday. There are reports out of the locker room that players are laughing and they're not taking anything seriously. Maybe mix in an off-the-field issue because they seem to have squashed those. Those came in like a flurry.
Actually, we have some breaking news. Okay. You want to hit the sounder? Might as well hit the sounder for this.
Sun Beach.
All right, here we go. Breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
I think instead of playing the sounder,
you should just play that.
Just have Stiz go, okay, breaking news.
Here we go,
breaking news. Here we go. That was better. That was better than the actual sounder.
Sorry, guys.
Mike Reese, Jabril Peppers, reinstated today. No longer in the commissioner exempt list from the NFL. In accordance with the personal conduct policy, or the PCP as it's known, the league initiated a preliminary investigation into an incident from early October. That review will remain ongoing and is not affected by this change in Pepper's roster status. So, he's reinstated. He's eligible to participate in all team activities, which includes playing in games, despite the fact that the NFL has not finished their investigation on the incident that happened back, I forget when it was now, but back in September, I want to say. And the legal process is not fully played out yet either, right?
No, but there was a hearing last week in which his lawyer once again said, we have video evidence that we feel like sort of contradicts the statements of the alleged victim. And there is an ongoing, I believe, civil lawsuit for $10 million. And they are kind of tying it all together like this is a money grab situation. I think the lawyer even said something to the effect of, while that's not truly extortion, it's down those lines or something like that.
Hold on, I have some details on that, just real quick. Attorneys for the woman who accused Peppers of assaulting her in October, not September, rebuked the claim made by Peppers' lawyer that she would not testify against the star for a $10.5 million settlement. So it was hush money. They're basically saying that she wanted that, and she's saying, no, that's not what I wanted. Peppers faces multiple assault and battery charges, including those against the household member. During his pretrial hearing, Peppers' attorney, Mark Brofsky, questioned whether the alleged victim is on board and whether she's going to testify because a New York City attorney for the victim sent a letter demanding $10.5 million to settle the case or else she would file a civil suit. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. Like, that sounds, isn't that how things went with her, the Hernandez thing in the documentary? Like, the guy gets shot in the eye. They were going back and forth, and then he basically filed a civil lawsuit, wanted a payment.
Right.
That doesn't, like, for example, in that case, he was right. Hernandez shot him in the eye. Well, allegedly. I don't know if that's proven yet, but at least in the way it was filmed in the course of the show.
Aaron Hernandez would never do that.
He was actually shot. So right. I don't know what happened in this instance, but from our purposes, the courts will play that out. They can decide, juries, whatever.
Well, here's what her lawyer said. She said, Mr. Pepper's lawyer raised this. We're not going to comment on a confidential settlement discussion, but Mr. Pepper's lawyer asked us to meet to discuss a potential settlement and asked us to convey a settlement proposal. The women's lawyer said the presented a proposal that did include a monetary payment for our client's pain and suffering. The proposal also asked for an apology from Peppers for him to undergo intensive counseling and to make a financial contribution to a domestic abuse support organization. But there was no pressure for a multi-million dollar settlement to avoid time in court, according to the lawyers.
Yeah, I mean, I believe everything and I believe nothing.
Right.
So, like,
well, that's what they're saying.
Right.
You believe what you want.
Both sides can say whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
But more importantly, if I remember,
still no denial that there was cocaine in the
right,
wallet,
which is a separate issue. But
right,
if he's allowed to go back on the team, would you bring him back to the team? Like, wasn't that question posed to, I believe the Greg Hill Show posed that to Gerard Mayo when this came to light?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, is he welcome at the facility? And he said, not right now. But now he's eligible to come to the facility.
Mm-hmm.
He's eligible to play against the Colts on Sunday. You're a better defense with Jabril Peppers on the field.
That's true.
I can say that with certainty. Would you allow him, knowing what you know?
Well, I don't know anything. All I know is what's alleged.
Do they know anything?
No, which is why I'm surprised they're taking him off the list right now. Like, why would they take him off the list
for me
when nothing has been settled yet?
For me, the NFL opened the door for you to bring him back on the team. It feels like
they
NFL open the door towards there's some truth on the side of Jabril Peppers. Now, my issue, and you just brought it up, is what about the cocaine? Are we just ignoring the cocaine? Literally and figuratively, we're just going to brush that under the rug and move on? Because that seems like a separate issue that could be worthy of suspension or could be worthy of getting in trouble for. But the way I read this, if the NFL removes him from that commissioner's exempt list now, when nothing has played itself out, I think there is at least an insinuation that there's some truth on the side of Peppers, and that would make him eligible to return to the team, in my mind. Right?
Yeah.
Like, again, we don't know the details. I'm not sure anybody knows all the details, but that little fact that they took him off the commissioner's exempt list, unless I'm reading too much into this, is there a finite period on the commissioner's exempt list? Can you not leave him there in perpetuity? Do you have to make a decision with X number of weeks?
I just don't understand why you wouldn't wait, even if there is whatever, even if you've seen a video and you think, oh, okay, this maybe works in his favor. You don't want to see the process play out a little more and also conclude your investigation? If you think that, if you saw something that you think exonerates him, then don't you come out and say, we saw this piece of evidence, we think that Peppers is being set up here, whatever they think, and therefore we're going to let him play again. Otherwise, if you're still investigating, as the league is still investigating, why not just close the investigation? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Rush to the Yale.
So my question, and I'm trying to Google it real quick, is it possible, though, that under, like, the CBA or whatever, the commissioner's exempt list is only for 6 weeks, and you have to remove him after a five-year
period? I don't know that.
And that's why I'm trying to look this up to see if there is anything. Because but I would also argue, they have to be careful. They're not a judge, right? They're not,
No.
Just because they think something doesn't mean that's how it's going to play out in courts. Just because they saw evidence that leads them in one direction. I mean, hell, we see it all the time on an NFL field. People don't know what a catch is.
Right.
So they see video and they think it means one thing. Doesn't mean the court.
Has Mike Pereira weighed in on this yet?
Right.
But I think also, I don't know if you do. I don't give the NFL the benefit of the doubt when it comes to domestic violence situations and letting guys back on the field. I mean, Ray Rice and what's his name on the Cowboys, those guys are back out on the field. Like Greg Hardy, those guys are back out on the field pretty quick. And I don't know. I mean, I think that I'd like to say that they've learned from that, but I don't know that they have.
So would you not put him back on your team? Would you not allow him in the building? Would you not practice him, not play him, just say, I know you're off the list, but until this plays itself out, we're not going to go down that road?
It's easy for me to say this because I have no stake in it sitting here in this chair right now. But if they hadn't concluded, I just think it would make the team look bad.
It could.
If we put him back on the team before they concluded their investigation. Now, maybe that makes the league look bad for taking him off the list. Well, hey, we're not ready. We don't agree with you that you should be off the list. But I don't know. I mean, that to me would be a very tough call. I don't think I would.
And I don't, I mean, not that you should necessarily take this into account, but you're not going to win any games. Like, it's not like you're going down the home stretch and we need three wins to make the playoffs and we know we're better with
and
him.
And you're right. That shouldn't matter, but it does.
But I it kind of does. Yeah. It makes the decision easier. We're actually looking to pick in the top five of the draft. You might screw that up. You might help us steal a win because you're a pretty good player. And we don't know for sure what happened that night. We don't know how this is going to play out. I think the easy decision here is to keep him out of the building and off the team.
Yeah.
Assuming that you can legally.
Well, I mean, you don't have to play anybody. I mean, you don't have to.
Right.
Put anybody on the field,
but I don't know that you could.
Can you keep him out of practice though?
I mean, you can ban him from the facility.
Yeah,
I don't think you can.
Maybe they can change his card like they did to that kid on the Jets in Hard Knocks. Remember, he's like showing up and he can't get in.
Hey, was he being paid that whole time?
Yes, you get paid, I believe, on the commissioner's exempt list. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, Jabril Peppers eligible to come back. We'll see what the team ends up doing. Would you let him in or no?
I don't think so, and I would take the meow way out and say we're not that good anyway. The easier, the safer decision is to not allow him back. Like, you can have a conversation with him even and say, I like you. I trust you. I believe you. But it doesn't matter what I believe. Something happened, and I need to let it play out.
Well, then he's going to say, well, the league says I can play. The league made me eligible, so now it's your call that I can't play, right?
And I'm not going to allow you. The league looks out for the Shield. I look out for Pat Patriot. I look out for this organization. I have to make decisions in the best interest of this organization. And for the here and for the now, we can't afford to take a risk on you.
All right, once again, in case you missed it, Jabril Peppers now eligible to participate in all team activities. He was reinstated today and is no longer in the commissioner exempt list. That despite the fact that the league announced their review into the incident and the preliminary investigation of the incident from October with that woman is still ongoing and is not affected by this reinstatement. So Make sense of that what you will. For more on that, here is Stiz with What's Trending.